You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, for many South Africans, Eskom, I think, has become a byword for failure and corruption. And once again, ordinary South Africans are being left to pick up the tab. The state utility continues to push for higher tariffs while households and businesses struggle under the weight of a fragile economy. But here's the question. Why should citizens carry the burden of mismanagement, tender fraud and outright looting in many cases? That is a challenge that's being posed by the South African Federation of Trade Unions, and its General Secretary, Zweli Zimavavi, says enough is now enough. And he joins me on the program. Zweli, why do you believe that citizens are unfairly paying for Eskom's corruption? What is the thrust of your argument?
In the main, we are very disappointed, very angry that the people that are pointed out in the Zondo Commission as having been partly responsible for the mess we find ourselves in are the same people that we are being asked to call honorable members of parliament. That's what is driving us mad. And the very same people have so much to say, by the way, about the crisis that we're finding ourselves in. Look, Jeremy, for 16, 17 years, we've now had a total of more than 500% increase of tariffs in Eskom. Extraordinary high, totally shifting the burden of the crisis from the creators of the crisis, but to the ordinary people, the shoulders, the backs of workers, the small, medium, macro enterprises, the unemployed, poor, marginalized majority, including big firms. And the impact of that is now beginning to be overwhelming. And as you can see, that there is no one day that goes by without someone somewhere announcing that it's going to shut down, is going to cut the jobs. Be it big or small firms, 12,000 jobs are gone in the smelters in South Africa. And AMSA, the ArcelorMittal, is going. And everyone else is saying we can't cope. And the driving factor to making companies unsustainable is the rate at which they are being asked to pay for the failures of Eskom. So we're very angry. We're very angry that this is the situation. Now we are being asked to pay close to 9% for next year and 2 years to come, you know. Three times above the rate of inflation. As you know, the municipalities add their own charges there, 10 some up to 14 some, meaning that actually we are being asked to pay another 18, 19% in a row. And this is happening year in, year out. We can't cope with this.
You talk about an overwhelming burden, yet Eskom would turn around and say that it has a debt relief plan which is designed to protect consumers. I suspect that you would reject that argument.
Absolutely. And we're arguing that the whole structure of Eskom has become unsustainable. You can't continue to ask people to pay these extraordinary amounts of money and to fund corruption. For example, we argue that the whole issue of Eskom's 400 billion rands debt is generated by the overruns and massive corruption that we saw at Medupi and Exile, and we are now being asked to pay billions of rands to the World Bank. And that's why, amongst others, we're demanding that these amounts of money be declared odious debts, meaning that the World Bank would have been paying and funding deliberately, willfully, corruption in Medupi and Exile. And it know that part of that corruption, it benefited the ruling party through Chancellor House, and which is facing fire in the United States of America, but it is not facing any kind of consequences here at home, where they actually robbed us. The people who suffered from that corruption are not in the United States of America, but they are here in South Africa.
I'm wondering whether you might ironically now find yourself on the side of business leadership South Africa. Its chief executive, Busisiwe Mavuso, writes that Eskom's tariff system shields it from cost discipline and punishes consumers, as you've just outlined to me. She goes on to say the only fix is to fast-track a competitive electricity market. Is she right?
She's right on the first part. She's wrong on the second part. We are already in that competitive market, if we can argue. Eskom is now somehow subsidizing independent power producers to the tune of 20 billion rands a month. That's privatization through the back door. And Eskom was not allowed to roll out renewables for some time. And that space was occupied by these independent power producers. That's bringing in competition. And the price is, as that's where we will disagree with Musa. The price of all of that, as shown by the balance sheet of Eskom, is that we are being asked to fund 20 billion rands because Eskom is effectively subsidizing the independent power producers. It produces electricity and sells it more expensive to these guys. And it's not fair. We demand that the contracts, the secret contracts that have been signed by the government with these independent power producers be presented in public, be publicized. We demand transparency, and we demand a full inquiry by Parliament as to why we signed these agreements and why they have remained secret so many years after they were signed.
I'm wondering to what extent, in your opinion, part of the blame must be laid at the regulator, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, NERSA. It's been forced to adjust the tariff increases following an error in calculation. Do they carry any of the cam?
They do. We call this the regulatory capture. These guys are yes, boss, yes, ma'am, of Eskom. For years, they have not said to Eskom, guys, how do you think what you are asking us to do year in and year out is sustainable? Asking 20, 25, sometimes 30% increases in tariffs. How is that sustainable? They have not said to Eskom, despite, by the way, having public hearings from time to time, they have not said it stops here and we are now drawing the line on the sand. We have to talk about your structure. And you have to talk about your sustainability, your levels of efficiency, and we have to talk about every of your input cost. How much are you buying coal? From who? And at what price competitively? And whether in South Africa, which is the home of the massive underground reserves of coal, must end up with a crisis of Eskom buying so much expensive coal from companies in South Africa, and sometimes paying them in advance in order to guarantee these companies' lifespan. And NERSA is not asking those questions, and we are very worried that this is what we call the regulatory capture.
Zwelinzi Mavavi is the General Secretary of the South African Federation of Trade Unions. Thank you very much.